So independent media is going to have to be a key part of this, you know, the building definitely of an alternative kind of network of an ecology of organizations. I think doing a lot of work to not just sort of attack the government and attack, you know, how things are going bad, but actually trying to find people that are already creating alternatives, trying to like connect them together, really use your sort of like use the kind of the position of kind of relative power that, you know, various kind of media organizations have, and use that to boost these organizations that maybe are struggling. And basically it's about linking people together. Something I talk about in the book is this idea that, you know, the most powerful revolutionary isn't like necessarily the person on the barricades. It's not necessarily the person making the best speeches. It's the network builders. It's the people who look for gaps and then fill them. It's the people who say this community and this community are segregated. Let's find a way to bring them together. It's the people that say, well, we've got all these different organizations. Let's form a coalition. So independent media can play that role of this sort of network switcher is one term that's used to describe this, but I refer to it as a bodybuilder. It's a bit of a joke in the book, but to build these wider social bodies, to use the position not just to say, here's what's wrong, it's like, here's a person that's doing a good thing, here's another one, let's get them together, let's get them in the same room, let's get them talking, let's get them exchanging resources and skills, and let's actually like build a larger kind of system. And that's, independent media is crucial to that. But also, just generally kind of like supporting, I guess also this kind of, I guess that is probably the main kind of part of it. But also within the taming strategy is, it relies on the kind of growing legitimacy of the left and of these kind of para left organizations. And this, I think, is kind of what left independent media is already doing. Is like, you know, supporting momentum and actually creating a new narrative around them, against the sort of, you know, the existing newspaper narrative, which is just, you know, all these evil Marxists kind of thing. Like, actually, no, it's just people that are pissed off and creating those kind of, like, bolstering that kind of narrative, I think is a huge part of it as well.